Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm here telling you, if you don't think the Chiefs have enough at 2:20, 40 minutes before the deadline, there is not a single move that is going to give them enough. I say this all the time. There are some things that are March and April problems. You can't fix all of them in early November. If you didn't go get your running back when it was time to go get running backs, and you didn't go get your left tackle or your pass rusher or whatever it is, you are unable to fix all of the issues that you have. I think the Chiefs have, I would say, two issues. Number one is running back. I think the Chiefs have told you at every single turn, we think we're fine. I'm allowed to disagree with them, but nothing the Chiefs have done in 2025 would lead me to believe that they don't feel that way about their running back room. They have had every opportunity to improve the running back room. They have told you no every single time. They've said no. Hey, what about Javonte Williams? Nah, we're good. What about J.K. Dobbins? Hey, what about trading up to go get Quinshon Judkins? What about R.J. Harvey? What about these guys? Nah, we're good every single time. So I don't think they're doing anything at running back just based on their own actions. At the defensive line, I think for the most part, they like their defensive line. You gave Chris Jones big-time money. You gave George Karlaftis money. You brought back Charles Omenihu. You went out and you traded for Derek Nnadi. You traded for Mike Pinnell. I mean, this defensive line was good enough last year to help them get to the Super Bowl. So you got to feel like it's good enough to potentially help them get back this year. And I listened all day. You guys told me it doesn't matter that you lost to Buffalo. It only matters in the postseason. If you're not worried about Buffalo, then tell me who you're worried about then. You worried about Denver? You worried about Indianapolis? You worried about Pittsburgh? Baltimore? What team are you worried about then? So I do think they have enough. I don't think the Chiefs are perfect by any means. No, not at all. But I 100% believe that the Chiefs, if they don't make another move the rest of the season, there's enough talent on this team to win the AFC. And I would take my chances with the Chiefs against any of the other teams in the AFC. That kind of goes in line with the Colts take that I have. I think a big reason why the Colts did this is the AFC feels a little bit more wide open than it has in years past.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Baltimore's not the team that we thought they were going to be. Cincinnati's not the team we thought they were going to be. Kansas City might not be the team that we thought they were going to be. So if you're Indianapolis and you right now are sitting and you should feel like you were the best team in the AFC, this might be a once in a lifetime opportunity if you're Indianapolis to go for it right now. Kansas City might be a little worse. Buffalo could potentially be a little bit worse. Baltimore, Cincinnati, it might really be your time. You also might be in a position if you're Indianapolis where you only got to beat one of those teams. We always kind of talk about how if you're the 3 seed or the 4 seed, how you might have to go on the road to Kansas City, then you might have to go on the road to Baltimore, might be on the road to Buffalo. Indianapolis might get the opportunity to skip all of those things. What if Indianapolis just has to play either Kansas City or Buffalo at home for the AFC Championship game? What if that's what they got to do? Having Sauce Gardner to go up against Rashee Rice, that's a big-time positive for them. Having Sauce Gardner to go up against Khalil Shakir or Keon Coleman or lining him up against one of their tight ends is a massive, massive plus. It's not what I would have done if I'm the Colts. I think they paid a very, very heavy price for a player that I think is maybe a little bit more name than game and a player that peaked a little bit his rookie year when he still kind of had all the glow. And then when the officials started refereeing him a little bit differently, I don't think he's been as dominant of a player that he was that first year that he entered the league. But Sauce is still a very good corner. And in a pass-happy NFL where you need 2 or 3 capable corners, there's no question that the Colts just added one of those. And if you look at the money, the Jets, they're kind of letting you off the hook because they've already paid the signing bonus. So this isn't a bad situation. I saw the financials. It basically lines up to the Colts paying Sauce Gardner $14 million a year. Now, it's the draft pick compensation, but $14 million a year for Sauce Gardner, that is a deal that every team in the National Football League should take. It's the compensation that scares you off. And if you're the Jets, I got to give the Jets credit. The Jets acknowledge what they are. They're a bad team. That's what they are. They're a bad team. They don't have to fake it. They don't have to lie to me and you. The Jets stink. I know it. Rob knows it. You know it. They know it. So if you know you're not good and you know that it's time for you to do something else, well, then do it. You traded 2 of your biggest assets. You were loading up on first-round picks for the future. Now, if you're going to be patient and stick to the plan and take a lot of swings at the NFL draft, why can't you be the Lions? Look at the Lions. The Lions, for a 3-year stretch, hit on picks. You hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown. You hit on Jamison Williams. You hit on Sam Laporta. You hit on Aiden Hutchinson. You hit on Jahmyr Gibbs. You hit on all of these things. Well, the Jets have given themselves a chance to be the Lions. Now, do you have the right GM? Do you have the right coach? Do you have the right culture, the right mindset? Those are questions that the Jets are going to have to answer. But whatever the Jets were trying to do, it was not working, and it was not going to work. You don't have the assets to go make it work. And if you're not going to be good this year, that ship has sailed. If you're probably not going to be good next year, then start lining yourself up to possibly be good in 2027. They've given them a chance at being good in a couple of years. So stick to the plan. Go get you Fernando Mendoza. Go get you Ty Simpson. Draft well around one of those young quarterbacks and give yourself a chance in a couple of years to be competitive in an AFC that, look at the talent in the AFC. It's not going anywhere. Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Allen's not going anywhere. CJ Stroud. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, these guys aren't going anywhere. So you better be competitive at the position. You better stockpile talent around your quarterback to give yourself a chance in a super competitive AFC.
Okay, so two things. One, let's start with the Jets, then we'll move back to the Colts. The Jets are treating the trade deadline like an NBA team does. They're trading off players that have big bloated contracts, and they're clearing up cap space, and they're just hoarding picks. I know Kansas City is not the world's biggest NBA town, but you, like the NBA owner since analogy, the Jets are treating today like they're Sam Presti. Hey, you make a lot of money? See you later. Let's get some picks back for you. The Jets are positioning themselves. If I was a Jets fan, I'd be having a parade today. They've handled this perfectly. But let's talk about what you said about the Colts, about how they're operating today as if the AFC is wide open. Doesn't that just further what you said yesterday? Because if the Colts, mind you, who are still quarterbacked by Daniel Jones, they're having a good season, but they're quarterbacked by Daniel Jones, if they are saying in-house right now, yo, the AFC is gettable, and they're going to go attack to do that, isn't that an indictment of how the rest of the league or rest of the AFC feels about this Chiefs team? That the Colts feel like if we add, we can go get them. There was a time where there was an air of invincibility around the Chiefs. But now, if the Colts are operating in the world where, hey, the AFC is wide open, despite the fact that Mahomes is healthy, despite the fact his O-line is good, despite all those facts, if the Colts are saying it's wide open, isn't that a massive indicator of how the league feels about the Chiefs?
I don't know if that's the case, just because if you're the Colts, now I know that everybody thinks they got a run in them. The Colts feel like a prime regression 2026 team. Haven't we seen this story before? Like, haven't we seen it? Now, maybe they're the Tennessee Titans from a couple of years ago. You remember, Tennessee won the AFC South. Tennessee went on a run. They went to the AFC Championship game. They were good for the next couple of years, but they never really hit that peak. Maybe that ends up being the thing for the Indianapolis Colts. But what if this is it? What if you only get one shot? What if it's like I always say, everybody thinks they got another hit record. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes this is your 1,000 miles, and you better sing the hell out of that song to anybody that wants to hear it and make as much money as you can, because we can't name another song from you. Maybe this is it for the Colts. Maybe they get this one chance. The Chiefs aren't as good as we thought they are. Maybe they don't win their division. And if you're the Colts, would you take your chance at home against Bo Nix? I take my chance at home against Bo Nix. Would you take your chance at home potentially against Aaron Rodgers and who could win the AFC North? So I think some of it is just the shift in the National Football League that happens on a year-by-year basis, and this is just one of those teams that has been on the fringe. We've been asking each other for the last 3 weeks, hey, do you think the Colts are for real? Do you think the Colts are for real? It don't matter if you and I think the Colts are for real. They think they're for real. They think they got a shot, and they're moving like a team that thinks they got a shot this year. Hey, we got a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so we're going to do everything we can to go get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.